Or she might say, I lived a bit away. How would you, just if you were, you know, trying to express that it was a long distance, would you have a special saying for it? There's a process that you do to corn to take it off the husk, and don't you call that
corn generally?
Right, and when you do the same thing to wheat to get the oats out, what do you call that?
Well, it's a thrashing.
You said that you had raised pigs. Did you ever cure the meat?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, you salt it down in the bulk, put it in the bulk and put salt on it.
And what else? What else is in the process?
Well, that's all I reckon.
How do you smoke meat? How is it done?
Smoke meat?
Mm-hmm.
Hang it up and build a fire under it.
Well, now, has it already been salted then?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it have to be smoked? And then after it's been smoked, then it can be hung up to, where is it put after it's been smoked?
Don't you just look? We always call it a smokehouse.
Does it have to be aged?
Mm-mm. No, not too much.
But now when it's first salted, it hadn't been cooked, has it? Or has it been cooked?
No, it ain't. You salt it, dress it, and then salt it.
How do you dress it? Or what are you doing when you dress it?
Take the hair off and split it.
Did you have a barn with your farm? I mean, what type of stuff did you keep in there?
I kept feed, hay, corn.
What do you call the structure that you keep the hay on?
Raw.
Was there any other place that you could keep stuff like that?
No.
And do you keep animals in your loft too?
Yeah.
Don't chickens stay up there sometimes?
Sometimes they'd be up there.
Mm-hmm. Bacon usually comes from something that's salted. What do you call?
Oh, it's meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon.
Well, have you ever heard of the term salt pork? What is that? Is it about the same thing?
About the same.
Well, would it have as much meat as bacon?
No, I guess not. Hardly.
What do you call it's kind of a pastry, but it's got